Today we're talking about ways to kill your dreams.
Die, you dare! Die!
JR.
Why won't you die?
JR, we're not actually killing anything here on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about that vid. All right, welcome to the show. This is Vid Talk here in the 8 o'clock hour on ICRT, brought to you by VoiceTube. Check out our website. It's voicetube.com/radio. My name is JR, and here is...
Ray. Hi, guys. Welcome back to Vid Talk.
All right, Vid Talk. What is Vid Talk? Now, Vid Talk is a show brought to you, which we talk about videos that are circulating on the internet that are very popular.
Yeah.
And make sense, by the way, not those silly videos. we talk about these videos, the content within it. And we make conversations about it, and we also teach you the English within it.
So Vid Talk 就是 video talk， 我们会在每个礼拜选出有趣，然后呢又有教学性质的影片啊，在讨论之间，在谈笑之间，会教你里面最夯，然后最自然使用英文的方法。
That's right. And it's not just a one-way show. We want you to join the show with some mutual reaction right here. So every show at the end of each show, we give you a challenge, and that's to use the English that we've been teaching you in the show today. And you can leave a message on our website. Once again, that's voicetube.com/radio. Leave your message, and we might use your stuff as material on the show. Either voice or text message will do. Mm-hmm. And we also challenge you to go to our website and vote for the next episode. You get to choose which video that we're going to talk about next week.
所以我们这个 Vid Talk 的节目是非常互动性的节目，我们希望可以跟我们的听众互动，所以呢，现在就可以马上到我们的网站 voicetube.com/radio， 你可以做两件事情。第一件事情，你可以呢针对我们上礼拜所教学的内容做一些造句的动作，比如说可以造文字的造句，或者是留下一段语音留言都可以。那如果留下来的话呢，我们就有机会在下一次的ICRT Vid Talk 播出的时间使用你的留言在我们的 On Air 时间上面。那第二个是你可以决定我们下个礼拜我跟 JR 要讨论哪一个影片，有四个影片让你选，你可以选其中一个你最喜欢、最想要我们讨论的影片。
Yeah, winner takes all. We're going to be talking about your video, so vote right now on our website.
And today we're talking about something that's been chosen by you guys. We've talked about dreaming, right? We've talked about
sleeping.
We've talked about waking up. Now we're talking about, again, dreaming. Five ways, okay, you should not follow your dreams. Five ways you should not follow your dreams. It's a video. It's actually a TED Talk. And this TED Talk, the speaker is a Brazilian entrepreneur.
Like 企业家。
企业家, right. So she has her own company, and she's also an author.
And I think she has a very exotic pronunciation. I like the accent.
Yeah, yeah, because she's Brazilian.
Yeah,
she has a Brazil accent.
Hola! Is that how they say hi?
Yeah, they say, como vai você?
Are you speaking?
Yeah, that's Brazilian, I think. I think, maybe, my pronunciation might be off. Back in middle school, I had a lot of Portuguese friends. They taught me Portuguese.
Right.
So this means, how do you do, basically.
Say it again.
Como vai você?
Okay, como vai você?
Right. And this is what I learned. And exactly following this would be all the cuss words. All the bad words in Portuguese.
I would love to learn about that.
I would tell you about it like off air. But now let's get back to our video. So our video talks about five ways you should not follow your dreams.
Like, what is it in Chinese?
Yeah, 五个会扼杀你的梦想的方法.
Okay, this sounds serious now.
Yeah, sounds serious.
I'm pretty into this topic.
Okay, so JR, question for you first. Because we're talking about dreams, right?
Right.
Okay, first things first, we're not talking aboutsleeping dreams, okay? Don't tell me that you're naked in your dreams.
We're back in the real world, people.
Yeah, okay. So, what is your dream?
My dream? Oh, that's a big question, you know.
Yeah.
It's still kind of blurry and still in the making, I would say. Uh-huh. But I do have a dream, and it started out from a story when I was in college.
Is it going to take long?
Yeah, like 10 seconds. 10 Once upon a time, and we lived happily ever after.
That's about all the time we have today. Thank you guys
very much
for tuning into Vid Talk. Let's see you next time. Actually, no, carrying on with your story. What is your story about?
Well, it was this movie that I saw back in college. It was not at all a very interesting movie.
Okay.
I went to the theaters, and I was the only person in that theater that day.
Wow.
Yeah, I was the only person, the only audience there. And it's called About Schmidt.
Mm-hmm.
It's about this guy who retired, and he's been searching the meaning of life. His wife passed away. He hasn't had the most pleasant relationship with his only daughter.
Uh-huh.
And he started this journey, this path of life, to search the meaning of life.
Okay.
He went to the place where he was born. He went to the places where he went to school, in elementary school, junior high school, senior high school.
Kind of like 寻根,
right, 寻根之旅.
Yeah, 寻根之旅, trying to find all the different spots in life.
Yeah, so at the end of the day, he winded up home, alone. Lonely, full of sorrow, and not knowing what he's living for or what he's been living for the past like 60 or 70 years. He checks his mailbox and he gets this letter that changes everything.
What letter?
He got this letter from a little boy.
Uh-huh.
And this little boy was from this adoption program that he joined like several years ago. Every month he would give this boy $5. It wasn't a big deal for him because he was kind of rich.
Okay.
And kind of wealthy. And he got this letter from this boy that was unexpected. And the letter came along with a picture.
Uh-huh.
A picture that this kid drew up.
Uh-huh.
And this picture was the picture of the kid himself holding hands with
the man.
And that was the end of the movie, just like that.
Uh-huh.
But those 10 seconds were the turning point right there.
Uh-huh.
I was really moved by that movie, and I decided that my dream was to, first of all, to make the people around me happier.
Mm-hmm.
And to a larger extent.
Yeah.
To make this society, this world, a better place.
Oh.
And I don't know how I'm going to do this. It's very big.
It's kind of blurry, like you said. Yeah, it's kind of blurry.
But, you know, I'm trying. It's in the making.
It's a big framework to work in.
So
how are you going to step in the right direction toward that goal? Because it's a really far-fetched goal, I would say.
It has something to do with what I'm doing right now. Like, we're doing radio, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you want to make a dent in the world, you need some kind of power.
Like some kind of influence in the world.
Yeah,
you need to have a voice.
Yeah, you have to be a role model of somehow, yeah.
So you have, like, different influences and... it all fits like a jigsaw puzzle, and then
it just comes
around as a whole, and you're now on a good track.
Yeah,
so I think you would be the perfect person to ask for the opinion for this video, because this video is talking all about how you can achieve a dream. Well, in a reversed way, how you should not achieve a dream.
Right.
Some of the ways you should avoid if you want to achieve a dream.
Mm-hmm.
So let's pitch you some of the opinions by this speaker and see how you feel about them. Right.
She has like five, four
points. She has 5 points, right.
Five
I'll
points.
Give it to you one by one.
Okay.
So the first point is believe in overnight success, okay? So this is something you should not do. So she's saying that a lot of success, you maybe, for example, a person, he set up a website, he set up an app, and instantaneously he earned a lot of money overnight. So she's saying that you should not believe in this kind of overnight success. What do you think about that?
Well, unless you hit the jackpot.
Yeah,
the lottery,
true,
something.
That is true.
Yeah, but no, I do believe her.
Mm-hmm. Why
very
so?
Very true. Just like she said in the video, she went to MIT.
Right.
Made in Taiwan. What is the full title of it? Massachusetts Institute of Technology. MIT.
Okay.
She went to MIT, and she said, I got into MIT like 2 weeks before because
I wrote the application. Yeah, yeah.
But it wasn't because these 2 weeks. It was because of the years ahead of that.
Yeah, yeah. She said 17 years ahead of that.
Wow, you have good memory. 17 years.
So she said she had 17 years of dedication. She took life and education and academics seriously. And that's what led into that application.
Exactly. So if you make it, like in Taiwan, if you make it into college, like Taiwan Dashue or Zhenzi Dashue, it's because of the 3 years that you've been working and studying hard in high school.
Not that one day of exam.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay, so we do agree with the first point. Let's go on to the second point. She's saying that you should not believe someone else has the answer for you. She's saying that a lot of people, your parents, your colleagues, your boss, maybe even your business partner, they might have a lot of opinions and just things to say about your personal choices, your academic choices, or your professional choices. She's saying that you should not believe them at all. You should just believe in yourself and make your own decision. What do you think about that?
Well, I think you should listen to other people's opinions sometimes, but just as reference. But at the end of the day, just go with your gut feeling. Damn them.
You're right. Believe in yourself.
Like, anyways, what I'm trying to say is, even if you listen to other people's opinions, at the end of the day, you're going to be the person who's responsible
For your own decisions,
whether you take their advice or not.
Right. That is true. Okay, the third point, she's saying that you should not settle down when growth is guaranteed. So in the video, she made an example out of herself. She published a book, it was a hit. And she's saying that even if she released a shitty sequel, well, she didn't use the word shitty, but even if she released an inferior sequel, it would probably still sell. So she's saying that she should still put in more effort into the second book, even though she is guaranteed to have success. The success is kind of already in the bag. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
I would say, man, when you gotta chill, you gotta chill.
Let's just take a break.
Sit back, relax, take a break, go to Hawaii someplace.
We'll be back in a sec from the talk. Yeah.
Well, just kidding. You know, she does have a point somehow, but I still think it depends on what you've achieved. Mm-hmm. If it's something about money, well, for me and Ray, we're the kind of people who are... we'll be content with the kind of money that we make already.
We shouldn't be really too greedy. We are simple men, right? So all we need is kind of like, I don't know, $500 million.
Yeah, which obviously VoiceTube isn't paying us. So we're not content at all.
If you would come along and give us $500 million. Yeah, we'd be content.
We'd be in Hawaii drinking Lakita or something.
Yeah, there won't be any more of a talk. We're just kidding though. We do think that it depends on your goal. If your goal is something... like money, then I think you should feel content. You shouldn't like go overboard and be too greedy. But if it's something that you want to like overachieve and you want to beat your own records, then I do think you need to not settle down and really fight for the better and the better and like, until you reach that peak.
Right. As we just mentioned, it depends on what you're fighting for, what you're pursuing.
So her fourth point is believing that the fault is someone else's is something that you should not do. 不要觉得都是别人的错. Okay, so what do you think of that?
What do I think of that? And you know, I'm the kind of person who points fingers when I fail or something.
Whenever you can.
How about you though?
I would say that I'm 100% a blamer. I blame people for like all the bad things that happen to me, even if they have completely... or nothing whatsoever has to do with the thing. For example, I would just somehow make a weird connection to them and like blame it on them.
No matter what.
Yeah, no matter what. For example, like if I woke up too late and I'm upset, I would think, okay, so yesterday my sister was like talking to me late. So that's why I slept late and that is why I woke up late. So I'm going to blame her.
It's right? Because you gave me Yensuji last night at 11 p.m. Yeah, it's your fault.
It's your fault that I woke up late.
No wonder we get along. We like to blame other people.
Yeah. So we get along really well here, blaming each other on
us. It's on your fault, Ray, that the ratings are not going up and that we didn't get a pay and that we didn't get a raise. It's all your fault, Ray.
Yeah, so, but blaming is not good. We're always like doing the opposite of what we should do. Blaming is not good. Blaming on other people, it's not good for you. Right. So the final point, I think that's the best point she's made. She said that you should not think that the dream is the only important thing that you will achieve in life. 就是你不要把你的梦想当作是最终的目标. Why? Because she made a metaphor using two people climbing up a mountain. And once they reach the peak, they gotta come down somehow, right? So it's not about reaching the peak. It's about enjoying the process of climbing and conquering that mountain. Do you agree with that, JR?
She's talking about like fame or
success,
money,
influence.
Those are things that are evanescent, that are fickle in life. And of course, when you achieve one goal, you're not gonna feel content because of it, because it fades away eventually. So you want to gain something higher and higher and higher.
You have to overdo yourself. You have to surpass yourself.
Right. You have to keep on surpassing yourself, exceeding yourself to a different level, and that makes you satisfied.
Yep. This is what the video is about. So do check it out if you are interested in how to not pursue your dreams. The 5 tips and methods. We talked about it on the show, but I believe you will want to check it out yourself. So go to our website, voicetube.com/radio, to look at the video yourself.
Yeah, that's right. Go to our website right now, voicetube.com/radio, and we will be back in a couple seconds. So go to our website right now. All right, and here we're back on the show. This is ICRT VidTalk. Every Monday night. I almost forgot our time. Every Monday night, 8 to 8:30 p.m. And here is the part where we teach you the English, the bits of English that we've been using within this video.
所以这边是我们第二部分，我们要教你这个影片里面所用的一些英文用法。那我们会先让你听影片的原句，再来会给一些翻译，还有教导一些这个英文要如何使用。Okay, let's get right into our first sentence.
I dedicated the past years to understanding how people achieve their dreams.
在过去两年中，我致力于了解大家如何达成梦想。
I dedicated the past 2 years to understanding how people achieve their dreams.
Okay, I dedicated the past 2 years, 在过去的两年中，我致力 to something, to understanding how people achieve their dreams. 他致力了解大家如何达成梦想。所以这边我们要看的是 dedicate to.
Like to pay effort into something.
Yeah, yeah, to work for something. Dedicate to, 致力于做什么事情。So you can say, I dedicate to my family,I'm dedicated to working hard for the company, stuff like that.
Me and Ray are dedicated to make this show beneficial to our listeners.
Well, that is a very,
that's
very
deep.
Serious.
I know. It's way beyond your level.
That's a very serious sentence. Okay, let's go to our next sentence.
It's striking to see how big of an overlap that is between the dreams we have and projects that never happen.
梦想和未实现的计划，这两者之间有很多雷同。
It's striking to see how big of an overlap there is between the dreams that we have and projects that never happen.
好，我们这边要看的是 ，it is striking to see. Striking 就是很惊讶的，然后 like striking to see 什么东西呢 ？To see how big of an overlap there is between the dreams that we have and a project that never happens. 所以是 overlap 计划。跟未实现的梦想，这两者之间的 overlap 有雷同的地方，我们看到这些东西非常的惊讶。So striking it means
like surprising,
yeah.
Striking to see, surprising to see, or astonishing to see.
Yeah, striking 就是让看到这个东西让你很惊讶，让你吓了一跳。Striking.、
Right. It's always striking to see Ray in his underpants in the studio.
You're always trying to like make the image of me underdressing in the studio.
I'm trying to give people the wrong impression of Ray.
About, yeah. yeah.I am properly dressed for the last time. I am properly dressed in the studio. Okay, let's go to our next sentence.
But that only worked because for the 17 years prior to that, I took life and education seriously.
大家可能觉得这就是一夜成功，但这是因为在那之前的17年中，我都很认真看待生活和教育。
People may think it's an overnight success, but that only worked because for the 17 years prior to that, I took life and education seriously.
所以大家可能这是一夜成功。People may think it's an overnight success, 但是在这那之前的17年中 but that only worked because for the 17 years prior to that, 我都很认真看待生活与教育。I took life and education seriously.Okay, so overnight success, 一夜成功，我们这边看的嘛，就是 don't believe in overnight success. 我们这边要 focus 的是 actually, taking something seriously. What does that mean? Take something seriously.
Well, to take something seriously means to see something as very, very, very important.
Yeah, yeah. To not fool around, basically. Yeah. yeah. The opposite of that, how would you?
That would be to take something lightly.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't care. I don't mind. Take something lightly.
Lightly 就是很重视一件事情，跟很不重视一件、很轻视一件事情。So 很重视一件事情的话 ，you can say I take something seriously. 很轻视一件事情 ，I take something lightly.
So like we take this show, VidTalk.Very seriously.
What's up with you? You're making all these serious and good sentences. It's not like you.
Because I want to give people a good image of me.
Okay.
Because
okay.
we cherish our listeners. Ka-ching!
Okay.
Next sentence.
I have to get used to this.
3. And that's very subtle, but very important. Decide to settle when growth is guaranteed.
三，这点很微妙，但却十分重要。在你生活一路平顺时，安定下来。
Three, and it's very subtle, but very important. Decide to settle when growth is guaranteed.
这边要提醒大家一下，他是讲反例哦，所以他是说不要这样做。Okay, so three, this is very subtle, but very important. 这点很微妙，但却十分重要。在你生活一路平顺时，安定下来。Decide to settle when growth is guaranteed. 我们这边要看的是 subtle 这个字 subtle. What is subtle?
It has a very special spelling, by the way. S-U-B-T-L-E.
Yep.
But you don't have to pronounce the B and T.
Yeah.
The B.
Yeah.
It's subtle.
Subtle.
Well, subtle means not very obvious. Something that you might need to take a hint at.
Yeah. So,很微妙的，很不明显的，很潜在的 ，subtle. It's very subtle. So we kind of sometimes say she is very subtle in something. 她在某方面非常的微妙，非常的小心 ，very subtle.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can make a subtle remark about someone. 你可以很小心的做出一个。一个评论对一个人的一个评论
like something that's 不明显的
对对对、mm-hmm. 就可能不想伤他的感情、mm-hmm. you made a subtle remark make a subtle criticism、mm-hmm. To someone、
mm-hmm.
okay
it's the exact opposite of us our style because we're like exaggerated
yeah okay let's go to our last sentence for today
you need to get your dreams and make them happen and no one achieved their goals alone but if you didn't make them happenIt's your fault.
你要去追寻你的梦想并使其成真。如果没有达成，只能怪自己，不能怪别人。
You need to get your dreams and make them happen. And no one achieved their goals alone. But if you didn't make them happen, it's your fault and no one else's.
你需要去追寻你的梦想并使其成真。You need to get to your dreams and make them happen.如果没有达成的话，你只能怪自己，不能怪别人。
Right.
If you didn't make them happen, it's your fault and no one else's. 我们这边要看的是 make something happen. Make something happen. What does that mean?
Make something happen means make something work,、
mm-hmm.
to make something come true, to、yeah. realize something.
Yeah, to achieve something.、
Yeah.
就是达成某件事情。So we want to make something come true. We want to make something happen. 就是让它发生。
Yeah, like,
literally.
We make a lot of stuff happen here on the show.
What stuff?
Like what?I don't know. Give me a second. you put me on a spot right here.
Just stuff.
Just stuff.
We don't、
Men、
need
stuff.
To, yeah, we don't need to go deep into it.
Because we're not deep.
好，所以这就是我们今天的这五句话、哦，这五句学习的英文。So we are now prompting you to go to our website voicetube.com/radio to respond to our challenge.And leave a response, leave a text message, leave a voice message using these English sentences or phrases, and we might use your response next time on air.
That's right, 赶快上到我们的网站 voicetube.com/radio, 赶快留下你的语音或者是文字讯息参加我们的挑战、也可以票选下个礼拜我们要这个看的 video, all right?
Right.
But here we do have the challenges from last week.
Last week, that's right.Our first one is a text message from Henry, and I'll read it out for you. Henry, he said...It is not worth it to smoke cigarettes. It is very bad to your health.
That's、okay. a very good sentence, by the way. And,
所以这边看的是什么 worth it. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's not worth it means it's not worth it.
不值得。不值得，就直接讲中文。
对、yeah. ，It means 不值得。
嗯，所以呢，这句话就是，抽烟是不值得的，因为它对你的健康非常的有害。
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and here's the next sentence, and this is from Flora. Flora is actually my mom's name. I know this is not my mom because it's not my mom's voice, though. But Flora, this is her voice message. Let's hear it out.
I'm an internet addict. I spend a lot of time online every day.
I'm an internet addict. I spend a lot of time online every day. That's a bad habit.
所以我是一个这个网络上瘾者，我每一天都花非常多的时间在上网。
All right.
所以这边在看的是internet addict, right? 就是上瘾者，就是对什么东西上瘾。Last week we talked about sugar addict, right?
Yeah,
对糖上瘾的人。So she changed it a bit, so she's not a sugar addict, she's an internet addict.
You can be a voice tube addict. No one will blame you because we're too funny.
Yeah, VidTalk addict
is the show.
Okay, and that's about all the time we do have today for VidTalk.
Once again, log on to our website,
voicetube.com/radio, to leave a voice message, leave a text message, or vote for our next week's video.
And if you want to check us up, you can go to Ray's Facebook.
Ray Do English with a D-U.
And mine is J-R Lee Radio. That's J-R-L-E-E Radio. Check us up on Facebook. And please do leave us a message. Your support always keeps us going on.
Yep.
My heart will go on. We love you guys and God bless you. We'll see you next Monday.
See you guys. Bye.
Peace out.
本节目由 VoiceTube 制作提供。想看更多有趣影片学英文，请到 VoiceTube.com。